It's the web's only podcast completely devoted to daily fantasy sports. Welcome to the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Here's your host, Dan Bach.
What's happening, folks? Welcome to another edition here of the Roto-Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix, presented by Daily Joust. I'm your host, Dan Bach, go by DB730 in the world of Daily Fantasy. Great to be with you here on the podcast, and we thank you for checking us out because we are the one podcast that's addressing the daily fantasy industry. It's exploding, and I know you need your information, your up-to-date promotion. We got all that stuff coming up today on the podcast. In terms of the games themselves, still a really soft day on the schedule. College basketball, only three games to discuss. I'm not even going to address that today. NBA still on the All-Star break. Hockey, you got about five games. And of course, you know, my hockey knowledge is limited. But here at Roto Grinders, just in the past couple days, we've started our daily NHL, basically daily plays in the NHL. And it's a members-only column that you can find each and every day here on Roto Grinders. And these guys know what they're talking about with hockey, and we've had a lot of success with the NBA Daily Plays column. So we said, you know what? Let's expand it to the NHL. So if you are an NHL player and you're looking for that edge, that information, make sure you log on to our site, rotogrinders.com, each and every day for that info. And again, all you do is have to be a member. It doesn't cost anything to be a member. Basically, just give them your email address, and it's just one of the nice little perks that you get. And if you're a hockey player looking, again, for that edge, check us out each and every day for those NHL plays. Normally, again, I go through the NBA games, nothing going on tonight with the All-Star break, one more day off for myself, and then we get back into the grind tomorrow. But today on the podcast, we're going to discuss a lot more industry news. Today, we're going to be joined by Sean Gonya of Profanity Sports. He's their CEO, and they've got some awesome things going on. They've got a great new promotion tied to the ESPYs that we will discuss, and they also have a new rewards program that we'll discuss. So all that's going to be coming up with Sean in just a few minutes. In the meantime, a few other things just to kind of jump on. If you haven't seen, Draft Day has decided to do a big NBA tournament not too far down the road, where they're giving away a pretty good prize, two courtside tickets to the Rockets and the Clippers. And you're basically going to have a tournament happen on March 7th. And the bottom line is you can put five teams into this tournament, and it's absolutely free, which is kind of unusual. You know, normally when you have a nice big prize pool like this, you're talking, you know, maybe even a $5 entry. But they decided to go the free route, so it doesn't cost anything to get in. You can put five teams. And the bottom line is, though, you know, you're going to need a lot of luck to win this, because there is going to be tons of teams. I mean, if you could just do one entry per person, that would be a lot. But when you talk about five, it's just going to be, hopefully you hit on all your picks, because the prize is excellent. You get the courtside tickets to the Lakers Rockets, $1,500 in travel expenses, and just all in all, a great trip and a great giveaway by Draft Day. And again, if you haven't signed up to their site yet, make sure you go through our links here on Roto Grinders. Will hook you up with a nice deposit bonus. And remember, down the road, if we run incentives with Draft Day, you'll be definitely included in those. So make sure you always go through our links when you sign up. And again, this is a free tournament, so it's over there at Draft Day, and you still got about a week or so to go, over a week to go. It's March 7th is the deadline for that. So five lineups, not quite a lottery ticket, but pretty close with the number of people that are going to be in there. But another nice promotion to bring some new people into the industry. So that's over there at Draft Day. Like I mentioned, we're going to talk to Sean at Profanity here shortly. But just to give you a quick heads up of what they're doing, their basketball launch is set to go. And they decided to do a tournament where they're going to send somebody to the ESPYs. And including with that trip to the ESPYs, $500 spending cash, obviously hook you up with a suite, tickets, round trip to LA. You can't really beat all that stuff. And on top of that, you know, the runner-ups and everything else is pretty good prizes in that. But the cool thing about this tournament is it's not a free tournament, but it's not a situation where, like some of the past tournaments, it was like if you had a huge bankroll, you were going to win. This is more kind of along the lines of Super Joust, where you qualify based on there's different ways to qualify to get into the final tournament, and that's what I really like. It kind of rewards people for playing on their site, but not necessarily playing at the highest amount. You know, basically you don't have to have the biggest bankroll to win. If you put up some big scores, that's going to get you an entry into the tournament. If you win one of their specially marked guaranteed prize tournaments, one of their survivor tournaments, that'll get you in. So I really like that aspect of it where, again, it's not completely devoted to whoever wins the most money, because obviously some people have more money to spend than others. So lots of people get a chance to qualify and get entered in this contest. And we'll talk to Sean about that just momentarily. But I do want to remind you as well, if you haven't signed up on Profanity Sports, make sure you do it through our links. 50% deposit bonus if you haven't signed up yet through Roto Grinders. And I think they've got like a 25% re-up bonus going as well. So great opportunity for you to check them out and check their NBA game out. I've played there the last couple weeks. It's pretty fun. It's a little bit different. You get points for triple-doubles and double-doubles. And they seem to be pretty up to date on their salary structure, which for me, you know, is one of the things that, you know, I'm very picky about. So they've done a good job with that so far. But let's not delay. Let's get to that interview. This is Sean Gonya from Profanity Sports. Joining us now on the podcast, I'm excited to bring back the CEO of ProfanitySports.com. His name is Sean Gonya, and Profanity's got some great stuff rolling out with this NBA season, so I thought it was a great reason to bring him back on the podcast to talk a little bit about it. Sean, thanks again for taking the time and joining us here on the show.
Wow, no problem, Dan. Good to be back on. I appreciate you making the time to accommodate some of the new news and releases that we have coming out. It's always good to chat.
Well, before we get to the new stuff, we got to talk about the old stuff, and that, of course, was football season. And you guys put together two really great promotions that were centered around going to Vegas, which we all know doesn't suck. And there was a Grinder Goes to Vegas contest, and then you also had one just kind of like a site-wide contest that we happen to have two Roto Grinders member end up winning both of those contests and having a good time during the weekend of the Super Bowl. Tell me a little bit about how that went, and I'm sure you got to spend some time with those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. The contests were wildly successful. We got really good feedback throughout the contest, and then of course we got great feedback from the winners because they had they had quite the time in Las Vegas. In fact, every time I reached out to them to make sure everything was okay or they got their tickets, I didn't get a response until about 1 p.m. So I figured they lived Vegas to the fullest. But the contest went great. You know, we did two different contests, as you mentioned, one just for Grinders because we love the Grinders audience, and then one site-wide, two different concepts. One was the high points for the Grinder contest. So, the highest point over a 6-week span. And then the site-wide contest was cash winnings based. So we weren't terribly surprised to see two Grinders win each contest or win both contests because they, it's an astute audience, and I'm glad that they, we got a lot of pickup from Roto Grinders and a lot of, new public players that came in to try and win that trip. But ultimately, the Grinders' knowledge and skill prevailed.
And how did the football season go for you? I mean, this was your first foray into daily fantasy. You jumped right in during the biggest sport. Were there any surprises that you came along? And I do have to really tip my cap to the idea surrounding the Survivor NFL contest. You're the only guys out there who did something like this, and I thought it was really innovative. And even though I lost my ass playing, I enjoyed losing my butt playing. So I want to congratulate you on that. But tell me a little bit about how football season in general went for you as a site owner.
Yeah, we had tempered expectations coming into football. One, because we were a new product, we had no brand awareness at the time we launched, and we launched on the first week, but it was really a soft launch period, much like we just got finished doing for basketball. To work out, to let the site get some legs, let some people test it out with, tempered expectations. And then really hitting football season full force, end of September, early October is really when we got our legs underneath us. And then the contest followed shortly after that, which is where we picked up a large amount of players, which was great. But, going into to this industry, you have to expect certain things. The awareness of site traffic and what that's going to do to your systems is a brand new product. Luckily, we We got all the development pieces in place and where they were supposed to be as far as hosting and from a software standpoint, a platform standpoint. And we didn't encounter really any issues as far as downtime throughout the entire football season, which was kind of a relief for us because that's the biggest fear for all the sites is downtime, not being able to accommodate traffic. So that was a good thing. We expected more problems than we ended up getting. But then as you move through the season, you know, it's all the sites do a really good job of acquiring players, coming up with innovative ways to keep players, and that was really the learning curve for us. And the contest paid off huge, but also, you know, getting involved and doing free rolls with core pieces of our audience, such as Roto Grinders, and making sure you continue to keep the imagination and the interest level from the players on your site. We know that they're not all going to play on just one site, but as long as you're on the top of mind, and that was really where we had to pick it up full force throughout football season to make sure we were doing, you know, creative, innovative things to keep players and keep them coming back and keep them interested in the products that we offer. And that's really where Survivor paid off pretty big towards the end of the football season and into the playoffs. We got just resounding support for how much people love the Survivor game. They wished it would have launched for a full season for NFL, which it will next year for a really, really big grand prize. And that will be a total grind to get through the NFL season.
Oh, yeah.
Survivor style. And on the Survivor note, because we got so much support and feedback in a positive direction, we implemented it right away to our NBA product and then our MLB product as we move into baseball season. So we're happy to announce that after this All-Star weekend, the Survivor contest will be in full effect for NBA starting next week. So the way it's going to work is the same format. It's going to be a multi-day contest, and you can only use a player one time throughout the contest. So you got to kind of look at their matchups, find out what game LeBron's going to have the best game in over the four-day period, and use them accordingly. So it's going to be a lot of fun. It serves kind of a better purpose, to be honest, in the daily games from a basketball and a baseball perspective, because you can complete an entire Survivor contest within 4 days instead of 4 weeks like in football. So it's a good opportunity for us, good opportunity for the players that that like to come and get a little strategy going outside of just the daily contest. So starting next Thursday, we'll be launching Survivor. It'll run Thursday through Sunday to start, and we're kicking around the idea of doing a 7-day Survivor too, but we really don't want to deplete kind of the game pool, or not deplete, I guess I should say, add too much to the game pool.
Yeah, I from my perspective, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to extend it to 7 days, because I think part of the challenge of especially the Super Bowl one running through the playoffs was you know, trying to project exactly what was going to happen along the way. And you know, in a 4-day game, you know, there's probably a good chance there might be some guys who only have one game or two games, but over 7 days, you got to think a lot more. So as a player, the way I like it is the tougher it is, the more we got to think, the more strategy that's involved, I think the more edge certain players can get. So I think it would be cool to offer them in both formats. But you know, you guys did, you mentioned you just kind of had your soft launch on the NBA. You did something pretty cool, which was you ran rake-free games, and you didn't run them for like a day. You ran them for like 3 weeks. That's pretty unheard of in the industry. Why'd you decide to do that?
Yeah, you know, we did a similar thing in when we launched football, like I mentioned, and we decided to do that because, yeah, ultimately this is a game for the players, and if the players aren't happy, then you're not going to really have a business. And this is spoken from, you know, a dedicated fantasy player myself. So, you know, that's what I would want, is if somebody's launching a product that is pretty untested coming into the middle of the season where people are already kind of, you know, dedicated to the site that they already play on. Well, one way you can kind of at least get them to try your product. If they like it, they do. If they don't, they don't. There's nothing, no way around that except improving the product. But if you do no rake games, there's, you know, that really appeals to the audience that may or may not be even looking to try a new product, but it certainly entices them if they are. And we kind of just viewed it as launching in the middle of the season, launching a new product that we haven't embarked on before. It's a little bit unfair for us to charge a commission when there could be some hiccups with the launch, or gameplay can be a little slow, salaries can be a little off that we have to tweak. And so we just made the conscious decision to not charge for those games, just so people can get a feel for the site. And I think it served us well. We got a lot of good feedback for doing that. And I believe we picked up a lot of nice players because of it. because they like to play without being charged a commission. So it's just a strategy that we took for, you know, for the players pretty much.
In the NBA, your scoring is fairly similar to some of the other sites, except you guys added bonuses, which I think you also had bonuses for football, but you did it with a double-double where is worth 5 extra points, and yeah. Triple-doubles are worth 10. So that's kind of a new little wrinkle that we haven't seen in daily fantasy.
Yeah, we you know, we like to keep it as consistent as we can with the industry. I think it's easier on the players, so you'll see our regular scoring for NBA is pretty much in line with everybody, or most of the major players anyway. Not a lot of hiccups or wrinkles, but we wanted to throw in something that made it, you know, a little trickier when drafting your players, because there could be some cheap players that end up, you know, they don't have resounding numbers, but maybe they get a 10 and 10 once or twice a week, and they cost a little less. So we threw in the triple double and the double double just as an added bonus, because, you know, it's one of those things where, oh, he averages a double-double, he averages a triple-double. It's one of those kind of nomenclatures in the basketball world that people are familiar with and easy to follow without, you know, too much stressing as far as trying to work it into your algorithm. You just know that those players are going to have a shot at it, so you might as well get bonus points.
Now,
so we thought it was neat.
Now, like I commended you earlier with your promotion with football around sending people to Vegas, we got something new coming here with you. Starting just on Tuesday, a new promotion that instead of sending them to Vegas, sending them to L.A. for the ESPYs. Tell us a little bit about this promotion that is geared towards the NBA players.
Yeah, absolutely. We kind of are looking to put a staple on the creative contests in the industry. We're not there yet, but I think when we launch our baseball promotion, we'll take another step forward. This one was kind of a brainchild of our creative team, and they said, you know, why not? It coincides with the kind of end of basketball season, but it combines celebrities and athletes, and we kicked it around, and we ultimately decided to go with it because everybody that doesn't live in California wants to go to LA, especially in the summer. Mm-hmm. And the ESPYs are a great event to have them go to and hobnob with celebrities. And I've been to the ESPYs, and it's not as you know, separated from the public to the celebrities as you think. I mean, you'll go down to the concession area to buy your beer, cocktail, or whatever, and you'll be standing right behind Ryan Reynolds. We all know, you know, Van Wilder. Or standing behind one of the golfers or the athletes, Natalie Goldis. I mean, literally.
I'll stand behind Natalie Goldis any day.
I bet you would. I am also a fan of Bulbous Goldis. So we kicked around the idea and said, you know what? It's a trip to L.A. It's different than Vegas. It's a perfect time to do it around an event that we know is going to take place, and give them a bunch of money to go, plane flights to go, and a comps one-bedroom suite in downtown Los Angeles. So I think that that prize is another step forward for us as far as innovative and creative contests.
Now, what I love about this contest is that unlike the last one, the big contest where it was all about cash prizes, whoever played the most, who had the biggest bankroll was going to be an advantage. This right. one is totally different in that you actually have to qualify to get into a tournament to play off, basically, for this. So go over those kind of rules, because I really think that that's neat, especially for, you know, some of the people who don't have the huge bankrolls. They've still got a great chance of getting in and winning this great prize. So talk about that side of it.
Yeah, absolutely. So the contest, we did gear it a little bit differently. The grinder contest, I think, for football, and the site-wide one that we did were cash winnings and high points. And we got, you know, good feedback on both. But you're right, there was the concern that you can kind of buy your way into the top 10 from a cash winnings perspective. So what we did is we wanted to also incorporate our game variety. So people, can branch out and attempt to qualify by playing Survivor or playing a multi-day game as opposed to a daily game. So what we did is we came up with 4 different ways to qualify, 3 of them on a weekly basis every single week. So every week, the guaranteed 3 qualifiers will get into the total field of 30 come the kind of championship or qualifying rounds. And the way to qualify there is highest score in a daily game throughout the week. Weeks will run from Monday through Sunday. So the highest single score in a daily game could come from any daily game, any buy-in amount over $2. So a $5 or above buy-in amount. in any sort of player field. So head-to-head game, three-way, 10, 20, or the featured games. So if it's a highest score on a daily, then that person will earn a qualifying seat. The other way to qualify is most cash winnings in a given week. So whoever wins the most weekly in any style of gameplay, $5 and up, will earn a seat. The other way to qualify is our four-day or our featured game that we're going to be offering every single week, which is a multi-day game running from Thursday through Sunday. So it's going to be posted in our featured game area, guaranteed cash payout, and the winner gets a seat. And then, of course, all the according prizes pay out to second to ninth place. And then the final way to qualify is the Survivor game that we had talked about. So there's going to be a weekly Survivor or a bi-weekly Survivor game starting week two of the contest. So not next week, but the following week, there's going to be a Survivor entry. Now, in the Survivor game, it's going to be a four-day game. The top three in that Survivor game all get a seat. So there's going to be nine total qualifiers coming from Survivor because we'll run three Survivor challenges throughout the span of the contest. So nine seats from Survivor. The contest is going to run for seven consecutive weeks starting next week. So 21 weekly qualifiers and then nine Survivor qualifiers end up totaling at 30. And then those 30 people will go into a private league on Monday, April 16th, and the top half of the field will advance. So basically a 50-50 game, private league, no entry fee to that. And then they'll advance to the Wednesday night league, where the winner will take home the grand prize of trip to the ESPYs.
Pretty awesome. Now, well, obviously with the setup, people can qualify more than once. Is that accurate?
Yeah, so people can qualify more than once. There's multi-qualifiers. And the way that works is one person can qualify up to eight times. Now, that's highly unlikely, and I know it sounds like a lot, but it's not going to be easy to do. It's not going to happen. But the reason why we did that is we have four different ways to qualify, so we capped it at two per contest. So you can be the high cash winner in a given week two times and get two qualifying seats, but then after that you're capped. And it'll obviously go down to the second highest cash winnings. You can win the daily high points twice. You can win, if you can be in the top three in the three Survivor challenges, you can get two seats that way. And then, of course, if you win the featured game, not only do you get the featured game guaranteed money, but you also get two seats. And then you're capped. We don't expect that to happen, but we also didn't want to, we didn't want to limit it to a one-time qualifier, and then that person, doesn't want to play Survivor because there's no point to play Survivor. We want them to be able to feel out all our games and feel like they still have a shot at not only earning cash, but also earning another seat.
And just so everybody knows, first place gets the ESP, second place, not too shabby, a grand, third getting 750, fourth 500, and fifth place 250. So if you make it to the finals, you got a pretty good chance of winning a nice chunk of change, even if you don't win the top prize. So I definitely like that. So I'm definitely looking forward to that. That starts on Tuesday. So if you haven't gone and made your deposit over there on Profanity Sports, make sure you do. You can go through our links here on Roto Grinders. Get a nice bonus, I'm sure, there. Tell me about other things you got going on at the site. Any other new enhancements real quick that you want to let other people know about?
Well, yeah, one thing I wanted to touch on is not necessarily enhancement, but it coincides with our contest. So we're rolling out a very unique kind of loyalty bonus program starting on Tuesday, and it's called our Profanity's Milestone Bonus Program. So we've come up with a way to give more free cash out, unfortunately for us, but very fortunate for the users. And the way it works is pretty simple. We've set up some milestone wins, and when a user hits that milestone win, they're going to be bonused with cash. The payout structure will be officially posted on our site through our emails and I believe on Grinders as well, so you can see what kind of milestones you're looking to achieve, and it's a pretty aggressive payout scale, actually. So we're looking to reward players that play a lot and win a lot, and then they get some additional bonus cash when they hit those milestone wins.
Now, I know a lot of people will have this question who already play on the site. Is everybody going to start at zero when the rewards contest starts, or is it retroactive to games they already played? How is that going to work?
Yeah, it's a good question. And because we strive to be the people's champ, instead of starting everybody over at zero, we're doing everyone a favor pretty much, and it's going to roll on with the wins that you currently have on Profanity. So it won't be retroactive where we're going to pay out all the bonuses that were happening in football season. But what it will do is if you want a profanity and you have 199 wins, well, your next win is going to be 200, and you're going to hit the 200 milestone. We're not going to just give you the win for, you know, your 10th milestone win. You're going to get the 200th win, which is currently slated at a $25 bonus for that win. So,
well, I think that's a nice gesture by you, Sean. I think I think the players who've been on the site will definitely appreciate that, because I think that's a fair way to do it. I can't expect you to pay everything else out that they would have already hit, but I think that's a good way to, you know, kind of compromise and say, hey, we'll pick you up where you're already at. So that's cool. I'm glad that you guys are thinking outside of the box again with that milestone bonus program. I think that's pretty cool.
I think the players are going to like it.
Yeah, definitely. Now, the last thing I got to ask you, because, you know, KC, he's, you know, bugs me all the time on RotoGrinders and says, hey, next time you talk to Sean, tell him they need to update the girl of the month. As much as he loves Lindsay, and I love her too. I mean, she's fun to look at. He has put forth that if I interviewed you and didn't ask you about it, that, you know, you need to update that because he's ready for another girl of the month.
Yeah, actually, it's funny that you bring that up because we've been in talks the last couple of weeks. Another way that profanity is trying to give back. And here in Vegas, there's a foundation called Hope for Lives that is ran by one of the, let's just call her a really nice girl at one of the casinos. And she lost her mother last year to breast cancer. And so what she started is this Hope for Lives Foundation, and she gathers up a lot of the good-looking cocktail waitresses, we'll just call them entertainers, that she knows around town. And they put together a calendar starting last year, and they're looking to redo the calendar this year. And so I happen to, you know, run into this young lady, and we're working out a deal where we will co-sponsor her calendar and give her, you know, it's a nonprofit. So if we can get her up and running and the printing costs and such, we are going to have access to this calendar full of beautiful ladies, and it goes to a good cause. And we're kicking around the idea of doing calendar games where all the rake from those games goes to Hope for Lives. And the winners, of course, get their cash, and they also get a calendar for free. And then Hope for Lives makes out pretty well. And the benefit for us is they're basically going to provide us with 18 months of hot chicks to make the girl of the month.
Only so in Vegas. Only in Vegas can you make these things work like that. So, you know, you're located in the right spot, my man.
Moving and shaking.
Sean Gonya of Profanity Sports here on the RotoGrinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Sean, I certainly appreciate it. Last thing, do you guys have anything? I know I'm kind of putting you on the spot here. So, I mean, do you have anything that you're going to do for the March Madness? I know it's kind of short notice to throw something out like that, but I did need to ask. I brought it up on the podcast the other day, and I wanted to just kind of get feedback from different site owners if they had any plans whatsoever.
Yeah, you know, we actually do. We've been full bore around the contest launch for NBA, and when things subside after kind of the first week of that, as you can imagine, there's a lot of things to be ironed out and a lot of promotional and marketing material that need to go out for that. And then right after that, we're going to turn our ugly head to March Madness, and of course, baseball's already underway in a development stage. But for March Madness, we're actually kicking around a couple of unique ideas. We don't know which one we're going to settle on. One of them's a sort of like a bracket-based challenge. Could be, you know, 64 entries pitted head-to-head, and then they advance and take on the next person. Like that idea, and I think the users will really like that idea. The only problem is it limits the number of entries, so we could do a couple of those style contests. Or we're looking into a survivor challenge for March Madness when we launch our college basketball product, where maybe the whole March Madness is a big survivor challenge with a huge cash prize or something like that. So we will be rolling out something for March Madness. We just haven't pinned down which direction we want to go yet.
Well, you know what? Your friendly podcast host just spoke about things like that on Friday, so I'm glad we're of the same mindset of possible ideas here, because I like both of those things, so hopefully you can actually make one of them happen. I know it's hard to, you know, people think that things can happen at a snap of a finger in terms of product development, but I'm a realist here. I know those things take a lot of time and take a lot of people behind it to actually make those things happen, so hopefully you guys can make it, but if you don't, I'm certainly sure that you're on the right track, and like I say, store all these ideas away for next year if you can't make it happen.
But, absolutely. Well, we're gonna do our best. We definitely are not gonna let we're not going to let one of the, you know, the biggest sporting events of the year slip through our fingers without doing something creative. You know how we do.
Yeah, I totally am agreement with you there. Hey, Sean, appreciate your time as always. Best of luck with this promotion. I'm certainly going to be over there making my run at it. And, you know, like I say, nothing better than hobnobbing with Natalie Gulbis. I can see myself right now there on the red carpet. The only thing about it is they have to ask me what I'm wearing when I'm out there. So if I go down the line, I want to stop and talk to Erin Andrews or something. She has to ask me what I'm wearing, and then I'll be like, JCPenney, like, you know.
Yeah,
what I mean?
This is a Ross Dress for Less special. I hope you like it.
Hey, Sean, thanks a lot again for joining us. We'll talk to you again.
All right, Dan, thanks again.
I want to take a quick second to say thank you to my good friends at Daily Joust, the fine sponsor of this podcast. And Solo Survivor Tournament, what is it, 5, I think, is going to actually be starting up on Wednesday. So if you have won a solo contest in the last 7 days, you are qualified for this. And remember, these solo survivors are so much fun because you're playing for cash. And if you're the last man standing, not only do you win $250, you also win a seat into the Super Joust, which is going to be happening in mid-April. Also coming up tomorrow on Daily Joust, a big guaranteed prize pool tournament, $1,000 guaranteed tournament for them coming up in the NBA the first day back. So make sure you check that out. And if you're a college hoops fan, you can get some action there tonight, running all sorts of games. And remember, the one site that you can find out there that where you can customize your contest more specific than you can anywhere else. So if you want to make a high cap 50-50 contest with 8 guys, you can do it. If you want to do a low cap 50-50 with 4 guys, you can do it. So lots of different variety on their site, and the one site that, you know, really allows you to kind of diversify when you talk about making your league. So I think that's pretty fun. So definitely check them out. Growing site, lots of new names every single day on the site, and they are dailyjoust.com. And with that, folks, I got to say goodbye to you because we've got nothing more to talk about today, but tomorrow we will be basically packed to the gills once again talking NBA basketball. It's good that it'll be back. Obviously, college basketball will have a lot more games on the docket as well. So we'll get back into the groove of things tomorrow. We thank you for checking us out. It's been the RotoGrinders Daily Fantasy Fix presented by Daily Joust. Please follow us on Twitter at RotoGrinders. Go to our Facebook page and please subscribe to this podcast right there on iTunes. Have it for you each and every day. Till tomorrow, everybody, have yourself a great night and talk to you in the morning. See ya. My name.